You could say the same thing about South Africa. That country is also turning into a land of opportunity for expats who like a little risk. And for others, it's simply home. Nikki Prince and her boyfriend went back home to South Africa last fall. She had moved from Johannesburg to London 8 years ago.
I was at a stage where I was just starting out in my career and I wanted international experience. And I think that is a really good thing to have on your CV.
Right. And what do you do for a living?
I'm an economist dealing specifically with country risk. I focus on sub-Saharan Africa. So I look at various different African countries, both their politics and economics.
And were you constantly looking at South Africa, kind of both at a personal level and as an economist, to figure out when the time is right to go back?
Yes, absolutely. You know, in my job, you're always making international comparisons. And I did notice from about 2000 or so that South Africa's economic indicators and the political risk indicators were slowly improving with every year. And I was expecting there would come a time when the economy would look much better, which started happening in about 2003. We had an economic boom. So those are things I was constantly looking at.
And yet there are a lot of indicators that show things are actually getting worse in South Africa. I mean, murder and reported robberies have decreased in recent years, but rape and hijacking have actually gone up. In fact, some people say that South Africa is now known as the rape capital of the world.
Yeah, those things are true. And I think you have to be very realistic about them when coming back to South Africa. And you are taking on that extra risk in your daily life. But I don't feel under threat in my daily life. I feel like I have to be fairly aware. A lot or almost 80% of the violent crime is taking place in the townships. And it's taking place between people who know each other. And so I think there's an exaggerated view of how that affects the whole of the country. But, I mean, that's not to say you don't face any level of crime or violent crime in the other areas, such as the suburbs. But it's not as bad as often as is perceived, especially in the international press.
Tell me about your neighborhood where you live now. Is it a gated community? Is it racially mixed? What's it like?
I live in a suburb called Randburg. A particular area where I am, it's not gated. People tend to have quite high security, so there'll be electric fences, and often people have cameras and laser beams and so on. And you tend to find that the people who have implemented all those measures tend not to experience as high crime as someone who hasn't put all those measures in place. I think a lot of the crime is opportunistic, people waiting for a moment when you're not aware.
Was your decision to move back based on economic or really more emotional reasons?
I'm sure emotional reasons have got a lot to do with it. And I think for a lot of South Africans, even if they've moved overseas, they still feel a strong emotional connection with many things South African. I think I take a very philosophical view of South Africa. I think it's a work in progress because South Africa is really a developing country and it has a lot of problems and a lot of risks that come with that. But if you work hard, you can have a good lifestyle and you can also contribute to making it a better experience as a place to live in and making it a better country.
Economist Nikki Prinz is back in South Africa. She lived and worked in London for 8 years before she returned home 9 months ago. News headlines are next here on PRI.